by 2028, one-third of the enterprise software that your company relies on is, well, it's just going to stop waiting for your instructions.
Yeah, that's a wild thought.
Right. I mean, it won't wait for you to click a button or, you know, pull a data report or authorize a workflow. It will actually start thinking, planning, and executing multi-step tasks completely on its own.
Mm-hmm.
So, welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're looking at a really comprehensive piece published by Avahi. This came out on March 10th, 2026, and it's titled Choosing the Right Agentic AI Framework for Enterprise Use.
It's a great piece. Really digs into the nuts and bolts of all this.
It does. And our mission today is to, well, cut through all the tech jargon and explore what is arguably the most monumental shift in business operations we've seen in decades.
Mm.
We are talking about the move to agentic AI. So, okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, to really understand the magnitude of this shift, I mean, we have to clearly separate traditional AI from agentic AI.
Right, because there's not the same thing.
Not at all. For a long time, enterprise software has been all about digitizing workflows and generating insights, right?
Yeah, like dashboards and predictive graphs.
Exactly. You feed data into a system and the system gives you a summary, or maybe it drafts an email for you. But the common denominator was always, you know, a human sitting at the steering wheel.
You still have to drive the car.
Right. A human has to review that output and physically execute the next step. But now we're moving from a world of passive tools to active participants.
So think of traditional enterprise software like a state-of-the-art smart oven in your kitchen.
Okay, I like this.
It's an amazing piece of technology, right?
Mm-hmm.
It can hold a perfect temperature, preheat in seconds. It alerts you when your food is done.
But it doesn't do the work for you.
Exactly. You still have to go to the grocery store, prep the ingredients, put the food inside the oven, and press start. It will not bake a cake unless you explicitly tell it to.
Yeah, you're the chef.
Right. But agentic AI, on the other hand, is like hiring a private chef. You just say, I'm hosting a dinner party for six people.
And then you step back.
Yeah. The chef checks your fridge, realizes you're out of butter, orders the butter from a delivery app, decides on a menu, cooks the meal, serves it, and runs the dishwasher afterward.
Wow.
It breaks a high-level goal into a sequence of logical steps and then just executes them.
And what's fascinating here is that this isn't just an incremental software update. It's not like getting a slightly faster oven.
Right. It's entirely different.
It's a structural change in the very DNA of enterprise operations. AI is no longer just a fancy calculator, you know, generating text for a human to review. It's actually performing real, tangible operational work.
The software has agency.
Exactly. The software is given an objective, and it has the agency to use various digital tools to achieve that objective.
And the momentum behind this is staggering.
Mm.
I mean, the Avahi text highlights a Gartner statistic that really puts this into perspective for you.
Yeah, the numbers are wild.
They really are. So less than 1% of enterprise software included agentic AI in 2024. But by 2028, they project that number will hit 33%.
33% in just 4 years.
Right. Going from under 1% to a third of all enterprise software is, I mean, that's a massive infrastructural overhaul.
It's a total paradigm shift.
So if we're going to hand over the keys to the kitchen to stick with our chef analogy and let the software do the planning and cooking, we can't just build these autonomous brains from scratch every single time.
No, absolutely not. You'd never get anything off the ground.
Right. We need a secure, scalable foundation.
And that's exactly why the Avahi text emphasizes that the success of agentic AI heavily depends on choosing the right framework.
Okay, so define that for us. What exactly is the framework?
Put simply, an AI framework is a collection of tools, libraries, and pre-built functionalities. It basically provides the standardized architecture so developers don't have to start from zero.
So they aren't reinventing the wheel.
Exactly. They don't have to invent their own basic machine learning models or, you know, rate the core code that allows an AI to hold a memory from one task to the next. The framework handles all that baseline stuff.
Wait, but if everyone is buying the exact same prefab framework for their AI, I'm struggling to see how, like, a logistics company gets a different result than a healthcare provider.
That's a very common question.
Aren't they just running the exact same brain? Where is the flexibility to actually solve unique corporate problems?
Well, it's a common trap to think of the framework as the brain. It's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's more like the nervous system. The framework provides the structural integrity, the pathways for information to travel. It handles the orchestration.
Okay, so how does that work in practice?
For example, when an AI gets a prompt, The framework gives it a scratch pad to break the problem down,
right.
And it provides a registry of tools it is allowed to use.
Oh, got it.
The house you build on top of that foundation, you know, what specialized data you feed it, what specific internal tools you connect it to, that is entirely custom to your business.
Right, so the logistics company plugs in shipping data, and the hospital plugs in patient scheduling.
Precisely. A framework simply provides the essential plumbing so businesses can focus their energy on building applications that matter to them.
So it takes the tedious, repetitive infrastructure coding out of the equation.
Exactly.
You establish what you want the system to actually achieve. You have to ask, is the goal pure automation of repetitive tasks? Or is it dynamic problem solving for your supply chain?
Right. Your business need dictates your starting point. That's actually the first of several critical criteria the text lays out for choosing a framework.
Business needs. What are the others?
Well, the next one is integration, because the immediate next wall you hit is getting this brilliant new system to physically interact with your current software.
Yeah, if your AI is a genius private chef, but it cannot physically open your specific cabinet doors, it just starves.
That's a great way to put it. Integration is really where the rubber meets the road. Modern AI frameworks rely on application programming interfaces, or APIs.
Those are the bridges between software.
Exactly. They use APIs to talk to your existing customer relationship management platforms or data warehouses. If your framework cannot seamlessly ping those endpoints to pull a customer's purchase history or update an inventory log, the autonomous execution just stops dead in its tracks.
And once you successfully wire it into your software, you face the sheer volume of data flowing through the system. I mean, a pilot program with 10 users is one thing.
Right.
But what happens next year when your company doubles in size? The data volume just explodes.
Which brings us to the next criteria, scalability and performance. The framework has to be capable of scaling, meaning it can process exponentially larger data sets without the entire system crashing.
Yeah, you don't want your autonomous agent freezing up during Black Friday.
Exactly. And this constant influx of data brings us directly to the performance side of the equation. We are talking about processing speed and computational resource usage.
Because it's doing a lot of thinking.
Yes. An agentic AI is not just passively storing data, it's constantly reading it, evaluating it, making decisions. If the framework's architecture causes the AI to take 10 minutes to process a complex supplier request that a human could result in 5, well, the purpose of automation is completely defeated.
It has to be fast.
It needs to respond promptly, especially in time-sensitive environments like high-frequency finance or live customer service routing.
But operating at that incredible speed with autonomous access to your systems, that makes managing access a massive security hurdle.
Oh, absolutely. Security and privacy is another massive criterion.
Because think about traditional software. You give a human employee an ID badge, and they can only open certain digital doors.
Right, role-based access.
Yeah. But an agentic AI creates its own subtasks on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
If it decides it needs HR payroll data to solve a departmental budget problem you gave it, how does the system know whether to let it in?
It's tricky. The framework has to dynamically manage permissions for an entity that is constantly altering its own workflow.
That sounds incredibly complicated.
It is. It must have built-in security measures like strict, dynamic, role-based access controls and enterprise-grade encryption. Furthermore, it has to comply with major regulatory frameworks.
Like GDPR in Europe or the CCPA in California.
Exactly. You are granting an algorithm the power to handle sensitive enterprise data on its own. If the framework leaks personally identifiable information because its memory logs aren't secure, the enterprise faces catastrophic legal consequences.
Massive fines, which ties into the final criteria, cost, ROI, and support. Because implementing all of this robust architecture is an enormous financial undertaking.
It really is. It's not cheap.
You have the initial software licensing, the massive cloud compute costs, the specialized engineering personnel, and the long-term operational expenses for maintenance and version upgrades.
Yeah, the meter is always running on cloud compute.
Right. So before signing off, enterprise leadership has to run a rigorous ROI calculation. Does the long-term reduction in operational bottlenecks justify the massive upfront squeeze?
And they also have to factor in the reality of long-term support. A framework is only as good as the community and the technical support backing it.
Because things will break.
Oh, inevitably.
Yeah.
Developers need robust documentation, active user communities for troubleshooting obscure edge cases, and reliable enterprise support from the provider. If the framework hits a critical bug and the provider takes 3 weeks to issue a patch, your autonomous operations are paralyzed.
You can't have your AI chef out sick for 3 weeks.
Exactly.
So you map out your business needs, ensure API integration, guarantee scalable performance, lock down the dynamic security, and calculate a positive ROI. You pick the perfect framework on paper, and you are ready to revolutionize your company.
Sounds great on paper, right?
Well, here's where it gets really interesting. Picking it on paper is the easy part. Dropping a cutting-edge autonomous system into a corporate IT environment that has been cobbled together over 15 years is a completely different story.
Oh, yeah. The reality of implementation is often a collision between the future and the past.
A messy collision.
Very. The Avahi text lays out several major bottlenecks that enterprises inevitably hit. And the most immediate one is the clash with legacy systems.
I feel like plugging agentic AI into a 15-year-old legacy system is like, well, it's like trying to attach a rocket engine to a horse-drawn carriage.
That is a perfect analogy.
I mean, the intelligence is there, but the data pipeline physically cannot handle the speed and complexity of the thoughts. Older systems often rely on batch processing, where data is just updated overnight.
Right. And agentic AI needs real-time, event-driven streaming to make split-second decisions.
It needs the data right now.
Exactly. Synchronizing data across those archaic platforms requires an immense amount of custom middleware engineering. If the historical data cannot transfer smoothly and continuously, the AI is essentially operating blind.
Which is terrifying.
It is. And this leads directly to another bottleneck, which is data structuring. Agentic AI is incredibly hungry. It requires massive volumes of data to function accurately.
But enterprises rarely have their data neatly organized in pristine databases, do they?
Almost never.
Yeah, they usually have silos of unstructured data. Think of millions of random corporate emails, unformatted PDFs, meeting transcripts, and chat logs scattered across different departmental servers.
It's a mess. And an AI framework cannot just magically read a messy PDF.
No. The enterprise has to invest heavily in data preparation, cleaning the data, vectorizing it so the AI can comprehend the relationships between the words, and storing it in a way the framework can retrieve instantly.
Because if you feed the system messy, inaccurate, or outdated data, it will autonomously execute terrible decisions at scale.
It'll just do the wrong thing really, really fast.
Exactly. And this raises an important question regarding data drift and regulatory compliance. Because AI systems learn from historical data, any operational inaccuracies or outdated patterns in that data become baked into the AI's logic.
And because agentic AI acts independently, it can inadvertently automate and scale those historical errors. Imagine an autonomous procurement agent looking at 10 years of your company's supply chain data. It notices that your company historically always purchased raw materials from supplier A during the summer months.
Okay.
So it autonomously starts rejecting faster, significantly cheaper bids from supplier B simply because the historical pattern heavily favored supplier A.
Mm-hmm.
It entirely misses the nuanced context that supplier A used to offer a seasonal discount that actually expired 3 years ago.
Exactly. The agent is just blindly executing what it thinks is the successful pattern, and this introduces the danger of the black box effect.
The black box, yeah.
Neural networks are incredibly complex. You don't just open a file and see a simple line of code that says, if supplier B, then reject. You see millions of mathematical weights and parameters.
It's unreadable to a human.
Totally. So if the AI's decision-making process is so opaque that human auditors cannot easily understand why it rejected the cheaper bid, the enterprise loses control over its own financial logic.
And if that opaque decision-making crosses the line into violating strict privacy laws or breaching vendor contracts, I mean, the enterprise is facing massive financial penalties.
You can't tell a judge, the AI did it, we don't know why.
Right. The computer made me do it isn't a legal defense.
Mm.
But beyond the legal landmines, there is a massive bottleneck that is entirely human. Internal workforce resistance.
Oh, this is a big one.
Imagine you are managing a department right now. You walk in on a Monday and announce that an autonomous agent is taking over the planning and execution phase of your team's projects.
Your team isn't just going to nod. They are going to panic.
Absolutely. The fear of job displacement is palpable, and honestly, it's completely valid. People feel overwhelmed by the sheer velocity of this technological shift.
And leadership cannot ignore this. They must actively frame AI as a tool to complement human workers, not replace them.
So how do they actually do that?
Well, Involving employees in the implementation process from day one gives them a sense of ownership rather than making them feel like an autonomous system is just being forced upon them from the top down.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And that sets up the absolute golden rule of implementation mentioned in the text.
Yeah.
Balancing automation with human oversight.
Yes. Just because the AI can act autonomously does not mean you let it run wild without a validation gate.
Right. The AI handles the repetitive data crunching and the initial drafting of a plan, but human operators must monitor the decision points. They have to catch potential hallucinations, data drift, or logic errors before the final action is taken.
Because at the end of the day, an AI cannot be held legally or operationally accountable. The human beings running the enterprise are.
Exactly.
For complex, ambiguous, or high-stakes situations, you build the framework so that it pauses and requires a human to review the logic and click approve before it sends the final contract or moves the funds.
So knowing all these traps, the fax machine legacy systems, the unstructured data silos, the black box data drift, the legal compliance risks, and the terrified employees. How does a business actually survive the implementation phase?
It does sound intimidating, doesn't it?
It sounds like trying to defuse a bomb in the dark.
It is incredibly complex, but it's entirely navigable with the right strategy. The Avahi text provides a concrete playbook for success, and it starts with a mechanism for containment, the pilot project.
Ah, start small.
Exactly. Do not try to roll out agentic AI across your entire global organization on day one. You pick one specific, highly measurable operational problem. You test the framework in a real-world scenario on a small scale.
Right, because starting small allows you to stress test those API connections to your legacy systems and spot unstructured data issues early. You fix the plumbing in one room before you turn the water on for the whole house.
Good analogy.
But the playbook notes you also have to involve stakeholders early. You need the executives, the IT security team, and the actual end users in the same room from the beginning.
Absolutely, because if the people who actually have to use the system every day aren't bought in, the project will fail due to poor adoption, no matter how elegant the code is.
And supporting those end users requires heavy investment in employee training. When you alter the fundamental mechanics of a workflow, you must help your workforce navigate their newly elevated roles.
A team that understands how to audit the AI's logic will leverage the tool to its full potential.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, you must establish clear key performance indicators. You need strict metrics measuring the reduction in processing time, the decrease in operational costs, and the actual return on investment.
So what does this all mean? Let's ground this theory in physical reality. The article uses Avahi, who are an AWS Premier Tier Services partner, as a case study for how to execute this playbook.
Right, they turn these theoretical frameworks into tangible operational systems.
Yeah, and looking at their specific applications demystifies what agentic AI actually looks like in the wild.
For instance, they deploy agents that handle complex customer engagement around the clock.
And we're not talking about a basic chatbot here, right?
Yeah.
Not the ones that just keyword match a question and spit out a pre-written FAQ link.
No, not at all. We are talking about autonomous agents that can seamlessly extract critical information from a live conversation, cross-reference it with inventory databases, update the CRM, and capture the lead without a human ever touching the keyboard.
That's incredible.
Mm.
And consider their document processing and localization capabilities. Imagine a multinational corporation receives a complex 50-page vendor contract written entirely in Spanish.
Okay.
In a traditional workflow, a human downloads a PDF, sends it to a translation service, waits a day, reads a translated English document, manually highlights the liability clauses, checks those clauses against the company's internal legal policies, and then types a summary into a database.
That's a massive bottleneck.
It takes days, but with an agentic AI framework, the process is entirely autonomous. The agent ingests the Spanish PDF. It utilizes a language model to translate the text. It uses a different tool to extract specifically the liability and timeline clauses. It then accesses the company's internal policy database, cross-references the extracted clauses, flags any deviations from standard policy as potential risks, and finally formats all of this data and pushes it directly into the CRM. It executes that multi-step pipeline in seconds.
In seconds. It's truly amazing. And because it is built on a secure cloud foundation like AWS, the data encryption and compliance measures we discussed earlier are baked into the architecture. The Spanish contract never leaks to the public web.
Which keeps the legal team happy.
Very happy. This example perfectly illustrates the new dynamic. The AI is doing the heavy lifting, the translation, the extraction, the initial risk flagging. This frees up the human worker to do the high-level strategic thinking.
Right. If we connect this to the bigger picture, the human is no longer wasting 3 days reading boilerplate text. They are spending their time figuring out how to negotiate better terms with the vendor based on the AI's summary.
Exactly. It completely reframes the fear of job displacement. The AI handles the tedious mechanical execution, and the human handles the strategy, the relationship building, and the final oversight.
It is an incredible shift in how human capital is utilized.
It really is.
So, to recap the journey we've taken today, we are moving from a world of passive software waiting for human commands to active agentic AI that breaks down goals and executes multi-step plans.
Mm-hmm.
And to make this leap, enterprises must build on robust foundational frameworks that handle API integration, scale with immense data volume, and maintain dynamic security permissions. We've explored the brutal reality of connecting these modern nervous systems to clunky legacy architecture.
Those fax machines.
Right, the fax machines.
Yeah.
And the operational dangers of data drift and the black box and the absolute necessity of human-in-the-loop validation. Finally, we saw how a contained pilot strategy can turn a monumental challenge into a massive competitive advantage.
It forces us to reimagine what enterprise software is fundamentally capable of. But as we wrap up, I want to leave you with a thought that pushes the boundaries of this autonomous execution just a bit further.
Oh, lay it on us.
We have emphasized the critical need for human oversight, right? Building validation gates so humans can approve the AI's decisions.
Right.
But these systems are continuously optimizing for speed and efficiency. So what happens in a few years when your company's agentic procurement AI realizes the fastest way to resolve a supply chain issue is to negotiate a vendor contract directly with the supplier's agentic sales AI?
Oh, wow.
With zero human beings in the loop, how do we audit a complex compromise that happens entirely between two machines in a fraction of a second?
That is an entirely new frontier of corporate communication.
Uh-huh.
A fraction of a second negotiation. Well, that's definitely something to chew on. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you walk away with a much clearer picture of how agentic AI frameworks are structurally rewriting the rules of business operations. Keep questioning, keep exploring the mechanisms behind the technology, and remember the next time you use your enterprise software, appreciate the fact that it's still waiting for your command, because pretty soon it's going to start doing the work before you even ask. See you next time.